South Carolina governor's race heats up as Alan Wilson's support for Planned Parenthood-backed judicial candidate resurfaces. By Catherine Hamilton on June 18, 2026. Several South Carolina state representatives came forward last week saying Republican gubernatorial candidate Attorney General Alan Wilson called them in 2024 and urged them to vote for a judicial candidate who was backed by abortion giant Planned Parenthood. Several state lawmakers held a press conference on June 11 to say how Wilson called them about longtime attorney James Smith, who was running for circuit judge seat in Richland and Kershaw counties. Smith, who did not win the judgeship, also spent 20 years as a Democrat in the state house and ran for governor in 2018. Planned Parenthood endorsed Smith in that race, although he lost that race too. Alan Wilson called us and asked us to vote just before the judicial election for his friend and lawyer, James Smith. Yes, this is the same James Smith that you know as the Trump-hating, Planned Parenthood-endorsed, former, Democratic candidate for governor. Representative Gil Gatch, R. Dorchester, said at the press conference, claiming that Wilson had called nearly two dozen Republicans to push Smith. I could not believe that somebody who stood for pro-life issues, or claimed to, would advocate for such a horrible human being that is completely polar opposite of who I am and what I stand for, added Representative Melissa Aramis, R. Aiken. State Representative April Cromer, R. Anderson, also posted to X saying Wilson asked her to support Smith's judicial appointment. James Smith isn't just a Democrat, he ran for governor on the Democrat ticket. He's been backed by Planned Parenthood and the LGBTQIA+ activist crowd, Cromer said. South Carolinians didn't fight to elect Republicans just to watch Democrat judges get installed from the inside. Judges matter. They shape our laws, our families, our freedoms, and the future of our state for years to come. Putting activist Democrats in black robes and pretending it's just an appointment is exactly how conservatives lose while the establishment tells us to stay quiet, she continued. We need leaders who put SC values first, not leaders who recycle the Democrat agenda through judicial appointments. The state lawmakers raising the allegations support Wilson's opponent, Trump-backed Lieutenant Governor Pamela Yvette, who narrowly beat Wilson in the primary, but not by enough to avoid a runoff election on June 23. Allegations also emerged that Wilson paid Smith $28,000 in 2015. Wilson campaign spokesperson Claire Brady confirmed to the Post and Courier that Wilson paid Smith $28,000 in legal fees to represent him in 2015 for an inquiry over Wilson's ties to a consulting firm led by Columbia lobbyist Richard Quinn, who was at the center of a corruption scandal. Wilson's usual attorney had a conflict of interest at the time, Brady said. In a comment to Breitbart News, Brady also confirmed Wilson backed Smith for the judicial seat, although she framed the decision as a better choice between two Democratic candidates at time. The McMaster-Yvette administration stood by for years and allowed the outdated, status quo process of electing judges to continue. Many of her legislative endorsements actively opposed previous judicial reform bills. Now, when politically convenient, and in an audition to be Pam's running mate, they strike a different tune, Brady told Breitbart News via email. Wilson led the charge on judicial reform for years. Smith met the legal qualifications to serve on the bench and was a safer alternative to the other candidate who was also a Democrat, she continued. It is a prime example of why Wilson has fought to reform the system. The legislature only advanced two candidates to be considered, both Democrats. We would have appreciated Pam's legislators' support for judicial reform years ago. President Donald Trump endorsed Yvette on May 29 as an America First patriot who has been with me from the very beginning. She never wavered, never let me down, and was the only South Carolina gubernatorial candidate to endorse me as soon as I launched my 2024 presidential campaign. She crisscrossed South Carolina and other states for me. And I said, at the time, that this is truly something which I cannot forget. Now Pam is running to be the next governor of South Carolina, a place I love and won big in 2016, 2020, and 2024, getting the highest vote, by far, in the state's history, President Trump said in a post to Truth Social. A successful entrepreneur, businesswoman, and civic leader, prior to becoming a distinguished lieutenant governor, and working with my friend, and great governor, Henry McMaster, Pam has proven she has the courage and wisdom to deliver strong results for the people of her wonderful state and our nation. As your next governor, Pam will fight hard to grow the economy, cut taxes and regulations, promote Made in the USA, champion our amazing farmers and ranchers, keep our border secure, stop migrant crime, strengthen our military/veterans, safeguard our elections, and protect our always under siege Second Amendment, he continued. Pam Yvette is a good friend, fighter, and winner, and will be a terrific governor of South Carolina. Pam has my complete and total endorsement, she will never let you down. A big added plus for Pam is that, I hear, Henry McMaster Jr., the brilliant and very competent son of Henry and Peggy, will be running with her as the next lieutenant governor. I love South Carolina. President Donald J. Trump, he concluded. Whoever wins the runoff election will face Democrat State Representative Jermaine Johnson in November. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.